When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who got new shoes?
I got his working out shoes on.
No, he had them on the other day. The sole's coming off the bottom of them. He said he paid $350 for Under Armour shoes.
What?
Hey, no, that
you paid $350 for those?
Tennis shoes are about they start about $250 and go all the way up to about $1,200.
Okay.
These stupid tennis shoes have got ignorant. Look, and these things, hey, the rubber's falling off the bottom.
If you're paying more than $50 for Under Armour,
I think these was a gift.
No, I told him. I said I pay $60 for the Under Armour shoes I got on from Academy.
Gifts.
Somebody lied to you.
Tennis shoes.
Somebody was trying to fleece you for a more expensive gift.
Oh, well, I didn't pay for them.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, hey, I was told that it was like $250.
Somebody told you those were $250.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Go buy a pair of Nike tennis shoes and see what you run with.
What's you thinking?
What's it called?
Those are $120.
$120? I don't believe.
But you got to be able to get them.
Here, let's find out. I got the app.
I'll sell you a pair of Jordan 11s.
Every time I see it on TV, it's up there.
Can we get a size some J's?
We got to get a microphone on him first.
Yeah.
What size shoe do you wear?
10.5.
10.5.
Oh, I don't have any of those.
That's right. Never can.
I bypassed that in eighth grade.
I don't think I ever wore a 10.5. I went from like a 9 to a 13 overnight. Let me find it.
Sighing a pair of J's would be good.
Mm-hmm. I can get him a pair.
Probably call Marty Smith, get him a pair.
These shoes on my feet right now, $93.
I don't believe that crap.
We're just tearing down a man's stories every time. Hunter proved it. Well, he said 50,000.
His price is
every
below
time
retail.
I see them on an advertisement, they up there $500.
Well, $500. Well, there's some of them is $500.
I have a pair of $500 tennis.
Well, the reason being they're they tell you the rift on the sale is the salesman says, hey, you want to be able to leave the circle on the free throw, top of the circle on the free throw and dunk a ball, buy you some Nikes.
They don't make a pair of shoes to do that for you, big dog.
Well, hey.
Or me.
Hey, I couldn't do it with a rocket.
Yeah.
Hooked to my back.
Me neither.
Okay.
Like.
But Jordan, he used to do it.
And that's
top
why.
Top of the circle and jump and, hey, slam it.
And that's why you're wearing $250 Under Armour shoes that are falling apart.
I'm wearing these. No, I'm wearing these because that pair of camouflage little shoes I've had for what?
Forever.
Forever.
Those are Duck Commander, aren't they?
They're finally just wearing out. Okay, ain't no good.
And if he says those are wearing out and the soles are coming off the bottom of them tennis shoes, what shape is them other ones in?
No, well, hey, all I got to do if my bottom of my foot itches, I just reach down and just, scratch it.
Ain't the bottom falling off them?
The bottoms are coming off of them.
Yeah.
The bottoms are coming off.
Oh, there you go. Look, you see it? You see that little tail flap? Look back there.
I got a flipper. I'm a flipper. What? Hey, look at that.
Look at it. It's almost like the man ain't got enough money for shoes.
Yeah, we're going to put a GoFundMe in the comment section to get Uncle Si working shoes.
Hey,
maybe we can get Willie to buy
them. Don't waste your money. It ain't worth it.
And the socks he's wearing today looks like somebody combined Air Jordan with Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like, Kung Fu fighting.
Yeah, see?
It even says it on its side.
Oh, it's got the whole lyrics. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
That's right. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Speaking of Bruce Lee, you remember that movie? What's that famous movie he was in where he had the black and yellow motorcycle man suit on?
Enter the Dragon?
Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Remember that suit he was wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our boy Dan.
The butler?
Dan the butler got him a motorcycle.
The eunuch got him a motorcycle?
That's right.
Wait a minute.
I thought he had a yellow suit.
Crotch rocket.
Did he?
He does.
he got a motorcycle and a yellow suit?
It's not yellow. It's black and white, but it's the same suit. that Bruce Lee wore in that movie. When he drove by, I thought it was the Japanese Yakuza going by. Not only that, he's on this motor, says crotch rocket. What are those? There's a name for them.
I don't get on anything with two wheels.
Street bike?
Some kind of street bike.
Street bike.
I think it's a crotch rocket.
Anyway, it's the only that's the only one you'll see on Red Cut Road. I promise you that.
Jimmy Red ain't got one.
But nah. The man was going 30 miles an hour on that souped up motorcycle.
That's it?
Barely moving.
Because I grew up around Dan, and I would say, like, Dan's brother would be going 200 miles an hour, making me nervous that he was going to die.
Well, Dan's just opposite.
Just opposite?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, I had an uncle. He used to drive one. It was a Harley Davidson. Look, he drove it. If he'd go 150, he was running 150.
Yeah.
The law was after him. Okay. He'd go to the Arkansas line and go across the line on them. And back then, they couldn't cross the line.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Arkansas used to be like Mexico?
So they finally got smart.
Kind of still is.
They finally got smart, okay.
They got way more ducks than we do.
Started chasing him in Louisiana. Well, this is the age of technology. They got on the radio and says, hey, put some state troopers up there on the Arkansas line. We're going to get him this time. So, hey, he come around the corner, the state line was up there, he seen the state troopers. He just said, well, I ain't got but one thing to do. I got to go right dead center of that fence post and break it down and go over it, and then I'll be free. We'll just go through the woods. They can't get me. That's what he did.
What year was this?
I was back. It was 60s.
Running from the cops.
It's back 60s.
Running from the cops doesn't work anymore, does it? Like, they're going to find you.
They didn't ever, you know. Here's the best part of it. You know what he did in his later years?
Became a cop?
Yeah, he was a sheriff of Vivian, Louisiana.
Motorcycle cop.
So everybody tried to get away from him. He had already done it all, so nobody got away.
Oh, yeah. The best game wardens are repented outlaws.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Because you're never going to do nothing to surprise them.
Yeah.
Because like they've already done it all.
Like if Phil Robertson was looking for a career change.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
If he went to be a game warden, you grass, buddy.
Yeah.
That's right. You're going to pay the fine. Nobody getting away. You're going to pay the fine and do the time.
Like, he about to get you.
I don't know if there's a such thing as a good game warden, though.
Well, I mean, good at their job.
Well, yeah.
No, there is. No, and a good-hearted game warden.
You're just going to talk about that girl from Texas.
I think they're in the state of, where's the Columbia River? Idaho?
The Columbia River?
Sure.
Idaho? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the Snake River's there.
Building them one up there, and hey, guess who's building the duck blinds?
The game warden?
Game wardens.
I'll be.
I said, my hat's off to you. I can't believe it.
There ain't no animal.
Normally, you're writing your grandmother a ticket and putting her in jail.
You ain't going to find one in Louisiana build a duck blind for you.
Well, I know. I was shocked when Phil told me.
You said write your grandma a ticket.
I'm going to stay silent in this deal, just in case I run into
her. And do a game warden?
Well,
I don't think they listening to us.
Nah.
Last maybe. Debacle I had with a game warden, he ran into my buddy's truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they recording it. Yeah. I heard Phil speak to a bunch of them one day. And he's told me, he said, ooh, I ain't been around this many game wardens. He said, I'm nervous. I said, he got up there, he said, he looked around, he said, oh, I can't wait till I get to heaven, because I can keep all the fish I want to keep, all the ducks I want to kill, and I ain't going to worry about no game warden, because ain't none of y'all going to be there.
None of y'all going to make it.
And they laughed.
Well, I like to laugh about it.
Yeah.
He said, boys, I drove in the parking lot, and he said, I looked out there and seen all them green pickups with lights on top. And he said, the first thing that entered my mind was, run!
Yeah. Wouldn't catch him either.
Oh.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah.
They never did.
Never going to catch
never
him.
Never caught him.
No.
No, I didn't
Apparently
know
he just kept crossing the border. I didn't know that was possible.
They got a very dangerous job.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I heard it on the news or radio or something. More game wardens get killed in the line of duty than any other law enforcement.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, I don't see how it couldn't be.
I think, you know, I heard it on TV. I'm repeating what I heard.
Hmm.
You're going into someone who probably has a weapon.
Yeah. Multiples.
Well, and they're clearly, you're not going in there because they're doing what is right.
Well, no. See, that's the thing. I didn't, you know, because especially when you go like in you know, Africa, all these places where there's big money and ivory and all this other stuff.
Oh, you're talking about around the world.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, them poachers over there. Yeah, them poachers with an AK-47.
They'll cut your arm off with a rhino's horn.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do it. I respect what they do for a living.
No.
Thank you, game wardens.
Hey, they got a job to do, and they do it.
Yeah.
Are you really going to measure all the fish, though, out of the fish? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
there's 7 and 50.
That's their job.
Seems like a lot of work. I don't think you're doing it. But I can't say
I think a lot of that depends on how you treat them upon their arrival.
Exactly.
Because I've never really gotten the third degree from them, but it's always been, yes, sir, no, sir. Here you go. Thank you. You want a bottle of water?
Thirsty?
Yeah. Thirsty, pal? Can I help you? But, you know, I think that goes for a lot of things, too, even with police. When you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, pull me over for speeding. You got your boy. Not anymore, because I drive at a snail's pace now. But
almost every time I've ever been pulled over, I roll my window down and go, you got me.
Yeah.
Even if I'm really not sure what's happening, I'm like, hey, you got me for sure.
How
something.
Bad was it?
What'd it do?
I told him before, I said, man, that's a good spot there. You got you one there. That's a good hiding spot. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. No. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. Did you know that even if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold. But get this, now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right, no cap on the 3% match. Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. This offer is good through April 30th. Get started at Robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply. And now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% matching on transfers is subject to specific terms and conditions. Robinhood IRA available to U.S. customers in good standing. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer. I noticed yesterday I was driving back from my speaking deal and what is like 80 degrees yesterday for the first time all year.
Nice.
Every pond that you could see from the interstate
fishman.
There was some kind of boat launched in that pond.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's on, boys.
Yeah, I was sitting there saying, boy, Johnny D, he's good. Feeling good. If you need any cash out of JD, right now is a good time to get it.
We're cash flow doing all right. it finally was like, not to dog on February, but you suck. The whole month is like it's generally just like it's February.
Yeah,
it's, luckily it's the shortest one, but it's like it's cold, it's dark. You get off work, it's dark, and then this weekend it was like, you know what? It's springtime.
Yeah, I noticed some of that yellow film on my truck too when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. The trees are starting to spawn.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yep.
But yeah, this weekend it was like 80 degrees high, 60 low. We had a fire at night on the back porch, and then all day you're playing outside.
Yeah, every other weekend since duck season ended, it's been cold and raining. Then I have to leave town to go do that thing, and it's 80 degrees, very little wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who wants to go fishing?
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
And then you get up here today, and the wind's blowing 20, supposed to blow 20 again tomorrow, and then rain Wednesday or something. Stupid.
Yeah, big crud.
I think the wind's off them. I mean, the rain's off Wednesday.
Yeah, but northwestern coming through, though.
Yeah, big. So, you know.
You missed the temperature's going to.
I missed my chance.
We bought shiners on Saturday twice.
From Jeremy?
Hey, old boy had to come back.
Oh.
It was that kind
of. You done made him make two runs.
I went home and had to, like, change clothes because I was just dipping shiners all day.
How many yo-yos y'all selling?
A bunch
of them?
Oh, yo-yoing. Yeah.
It's we're here.
Yeah.
We're to the greatest part of the year.
Yeah, them warm nights where people will stay up all night with their cool beverage, shining their spotlight on their yo-yos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Paddling around in a John boat. Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that does that behind my house.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's a very small pond.
That's that same guy Jace was yelling at, wasn't it?
Jep calls him the shirtless fisherman. I know him as Jason. He's a customer.
But he's a customer. Buys a lot of shadows.
But he doesn't sleep a lot.
He up all night?
Yeah, friends with Mario.
Oh, okay.
Mario catch fish. You know Mario?
No.
He works at Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
I love Mario.
If you ever need local pulse of this town, just holler at Johnny D. He knows them all.
Now, the other day, I went to Tractor Supply, and I was like, why are these people taking so long? Because I was getting some stuff on the outside. And then here comes my man, Mario. And I was like, okay, I can get him back. Next time he comes in, I'm going to take a minute. But that dude can catch fish anywhere, anytime.
Mario.
And he don't throw none of them back.
None of them back. Nothing. They get their knife
back.
They get the grease.
I fish the pond I live on. Can't catch nothing. And Mario come in and be like, oh, I caught 40 fish out of there. I'm like, just makes me sad. But I'm a terrible fisherman.
Oh, you just head on over to Willie's.
Well, I'm good there.
Yeah.
He's good there.
I think we all may be good there.
You can catch them out of that pond. They bite there.
They're angry and not well nourished.
Yeah.
They're hungry.
They bite there. Yeah.
Oh, they're well nourished.
They are. Oh, yeah. He's feeding them.
They just don't see a lot of crickets.
They don't see a lot of fake bait that entices them.
I got five feeders going off three times a day.
We need to go find the big one.
So there's some fat ones in there.
There's big belly Kelly's in there for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
we need to go find her and put her on the wall.
Well, you the one with a yak with forward facing sonar.
That's it, boys.
There's one person that possesses that skill out of all of us.
That's the problem, though, because now it's the time to fish, which means now it's the time to work.
Yeah, just like duck hunt.
No, hey, next time we do it, we need to launch your boat in there.
Put my boat in there? We'll put it in there.
It'd be fun.
I mean, we'd fish it pretty quick. We could go pan around out there and find her. It wouldn't take but a second, probably.
It wouldn't take long.
Then drop a freeloader on her dome. Do this.
Martin, you're part of that, aren't you?
What?
The world's hottest bait right now.
Yeah, the number one fishing bait in the country. In the world?
In the world.
Yeah, it is in the world, actually.
What is it?
The freeloader from Rapala.
You're Crush part City. Of that, aren't you?
I am. I'm a part of the Crush City crew, yeah.
Did you, like, help make that?
No, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I just said, yeah, I'll help y'all.
All right, how did they improve it?
What, this freeloader?
Yeah.
It's inspiration from two other companies, and they just made it better. So this thing's like a mini shape. And when you shake it, it wobbles instead of just like this here. It kind of does a little side to side. It's a great chatterbait trailer, too. And good luck finding them if you want one of them.
I think I've seen them on a commercial on that when they were fishing.
Oh, yeah, if it had Jacob in the commercial. Yeah, Jacob's the one that helped design it, yeah. That's
because they're more streamlined. But they, I can't believe they got a good wobble.
The man's won about $500,000 off of it, so it's doing okay.
Okay. Well, it's a good looking bait.
Mm-hmm. I've made a couple thousand. $500,000 off it.
It had about five of them they showing, different sizes and different colors.
Yeah.
They look really good.
Yeah.
And when it helps, when you bring in about a 4-pounder with it in his mouth.
Well, thanks. We've worked hard on the Crush City line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I call that the Justin Martin friendship special.
I'm just a face with the name. And they do work well. Here's what, they wanted me because they wanted an everyday fisherman to use them. They bite them. That's all I tell you. They bite them.
He's an everyday fisherman.
Yeah, I'm not Jacob Wheeler, that's for sure. Thank God. The world don't need two of them. But, yeah, no, they bite them. Hey, he's one of my best friends on planet. I can say that kind of stuff.
He's crushing.
Hey, that's a strange breed.
What?
A pro fisherman.
Yeah.
That's a strange breed. It is.
I consider a lot of them friends. You are correct. Of course, they say the same thing about duck hunters.
Oh, no. Well, no, because each to his own.
Yeah. They're all weird.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all weird.
Well, hey.
I said you're.
I said we.
I would put another word in there, not weird. We're passionate about what we do.
We are weird. Hunter's normal. Very normal. That even got a chuckle from Hunter. But let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. Si, how'd you sleep last night?
I slept wonderful. You know why?
Why?
I was with my pillow.
Oh, you slept like Mike Lindell was cozied up right there.
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, he is every time you lay your head on it.
Yeah.
And if you got a mustache that good and a pillow that good, you're going to end up having a real good website called MyPillow.com. It's just a fact.
Look, got the best pillows, got the famous Giza Dream Sheets that are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you will get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media, but not on here. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. So whether you need a robe,
thank you,
or two, Si's got a bathrobe, he's got a TV robe.
That's
right,
boys.
Be like Si. You may need two robes.
He likes
You know, whether you need slippers, they got you. Towels, they got you. What else they got? Oh, they got pet beds. You just keep on going down the deal.
You know what? He sees a thing. He says, you know what? I can make it better. I can make it here in America. And I can make it fantastic. Ain't it fantastic prices?
And I'll just fix that. And at a good price.
To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get the famous Giza Dream Sheets queen size for $59.98 and king size just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137.
Order today.
No, Willie called me this morning. Oh. I didn't see it. And I said, why is Willie calling me? And so
he's going deer hunt.
Yeah. Which was a hilarious conversation by itself. But he called me and I answer, he's trying to do brush out. And we do the whole thing that we always did for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he goes, I need your assistance. And I was like, I was trying to figure out if I could charge him or not, but I couldn't. And I was like, what do you need? And he said, your memory. There's a certain barbecue place we love in Texas. I was like, well, actually, your uncle said it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was in the green room. Yeah. Yeah. The Country Tavern, and Willie couldn't figure out where it was, and he was 9 minutes away from it. So luckily, when I called back, he just skirted on over there. He said he asked for a menu. They said you won't need it, and he called it a top three ever.
Ooh.
Just so we're clear, we're back on the Country Tavern that you called average.
That, oh, by the way, he ate the whole rack of ribs.
Ate a whole rack of ribs,
but it was average.
But it was average.
It was okay. It wasn't nothing right home, bad. I'm going to go great.
Willie just called it a top three ever. I have the text message right here.
Yeah. But I'm going
to. Am I supposed to be impressed?
Where's this?
I'm not.
Kilgore, Texas.
Kilgore, Texas.
Over by Longview. You're not impressed?
No, I'm not impressed because Willie said it was in the top three.
Hey, I'm speaking in Longview this summer. You want to go with?
Yes.
And we'll go to Country Tavern when I get done.
Where are you speaking?
Or before?
Country Tavern.
Right. It's good. Yeah, I'll go.
I had to find my phone.
I'll ride.
Where do we stop in Mississippi? That we bought, they got that brisket and everything. It was real good.
Oh.
In that giant store.
You know what?
Those two things generally don't go together. Brisket really good and a giant store.
This thing is, it was okay.
I had some really good brisket yesterday.
That's from a chef that does cooking, okay?
I'm not a chef.
You are.
I'm like a meatologist.
Meatologist, hey. That's the chef in my book, maybe.
Doctor.
No. I haven't had a good brisket in a long time.
Yeah.
I'll put it in front of his name.
I may or may not have smashed four brisket tacos from Bucky's yesterday.
Ooh.
You went to Bucky's yesterday?
I had to drive by it.
Where did you go?
I went to Nashville. I was speaking in Nashville.
There's a Bucky's that direction now?
There's one in Athens, Alabama, right before you get to the Tennessee state line.
See, I don't get out much anymore.
Yep.
See, my wife bought me something from Bucky's.
What?
She went, her and Liz went to the...
They got everything.
I know.
Bucky's.
The Beaver Nuts.
Oh, the Beaver Nuggets?
Yeah.
Nuggets. Yeah, they're...
Different name, but...
They're...
I'm not a Beaver Nugget guy.
I'm not
a... It's like, give me a handful and I'm okay.
They have way more delicious treats on those
balls.
Hey,
they come in a bag. When I opened it, I took the knife and cut the top a little bit. Well, when I picked it up, the whole thing split open. Don't going down, and it went all over the kitchen.
Beaver nuts everywhere.
Hey, beaver nuggets everywhere, boys.
All over the kitchen.
All over the kitchen.
What do you do with them?
Hey.
Just clean them up?
I clean them up, throw them away.
Oh, why'd you throw them away? Is your floor that dirty?
Oh, Si.
No, it ain't that dirty. Just, I don't eat off the floor.
Oh, I do.
Si, you'll get a kick out of this.
I'll pick a dog hair off something in a heartbeat, son.
Well, if it's good enough.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not everything gets that treatment.
I ate something off the honey hole floor the other day because I forget what it was, but I was like, that can't go to waste, and people judged hard.
What is this, 3-second rule?
Yeah.
It depends on how good it is. That time extends if it's, you know.
If it's Stone's brisket, I'll eat that off the.
What was you talking about?
I took Sage to the rifle range yesterday.
Sage.
How'd that
Baby go? Sage.
How'd that go?
She just turned 9.
Yep.
Oh, she's a stone cold killer. So.
Annie Oakley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And when we got done, she said.
She going hunting next year?
Yeah. Okay, oh yeah, she shot the 6.5 Creedmoor yesterday, no problem. She said, "You know what I do for my birthday?" I said, "What's that?" She said, "Kill something." I said, "That's what I'm talking about."
Put me up for the first time she goes up. Yeah. I want to be there.
Oh yeah, we'll do a replay of Bullfrog. When was that?
Oh, what would be coolest thing in the world happen? Look here, coolest thing in the world will happen. We'll take her out and let her shoot toothpick. That would tickle me to death.
I don't know if I trust her with that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Trust her with it. She's like, no.
Shit. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
So she'll probably kill him. If she's anything like BK, he'll walk out there and say, shoot me. Pow. No.
Well, we got another one coming up we can look forward to.
Sage.
I'll probably get a good six years with her.
The blonde
bullfrog done got grown.
Yeah, the blonde tornado.
Carter wants to go hunting. It terrifies me. Like, son, I don't trust him with a Nerf gun yet. So, like, we're trying to build.
Well, you should probably get proficient at hunting first.
Oh, zing!
Before you take your son.
Put a little time in, don't insist.
Or you can send him with me inside.
You would enjoy
Carter
that.
And Si together in a deer stand would be an interesting trip.
Oh no!
Ain't nothing coming within 300 yards of that point.
No,
unless they're curious. And what in the world's making all that racket? they may come just to investigate. Why I never heard that.
What's all that?
They look over here and it says Carter and Si just trying to whisper to each other. It just ain't gonna happen.
No.
Well, it's deaf in one ear. You can't whisper.
I had to put up those.
Who, Si or Carter?
Both of them.
I had to put up those sound panels in this deer stand.
What'd you say? I saw him right over there.
Yeah. You're going to have to make sure you sit them appropriately. Because if you turn them both to their bad ear, that's a problem. They won't say nothing. They're going to be sitting there like this all day saying, boy, that wasn't much fun.
Oh, that's funny. I think we're about to have second ear surgery, though, and we're going to have tip-top hearing.
Really?
That's the rumor. But we can't get to Jackson, Mississippi to do it. Every time we head that way for the appointment, something goes haywire.
Well, just in case you want to know, I haven't just traveled that road ain't no better.
No.
Interstate 20 trash.
No.
It's not great.
Like the whole thing. I'm saying.
There's too many heavy trucks.
Well, how come it's different than any other interstate? Like you get on 65 going north to Nashville.
They didn't put enough money in it to do it right.
Too many rednecks.
No.
Are you saying too much malfeasance in office?
Don't spend the money on it that they should.
I don't know. I don't know about no roads.
They try to ball on a budget.
You know, if they need to learn, go over to Europe and see how they do an interstate.
Hey, John David, you said that was your son's second ear surgery?
With ear surgeries? Oh, no, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, that's a
buckle up.
That's a different podcast.
It's a sadder one.
He's then,
fine, people, but we're getting the ear thing done.
Even then, it's going to take a couple of episodes. This ain't a one and done here, buddy.
Okay.
But we appreciate your concern.
I
have something to ask about your kids anyway, but let's take a break and we'll be back right after
Whose
this.
Kids?
Yours.
Oh, no.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hear any crunching?
ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I can't help it. We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm. Real good.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango,
almonds,
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
So Johnny D.
Oh, yeah.
Last episode.
Of what?
Duck call room. I saw via the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That you may or may not have went and partook in the cat robot that brings you chips and salsa. Was it everything I sold it as or not?
It was. My computer's in the shop. Hunter, I'm going to send you the videos for the sake of the what's it called. But I put them up on Instagram.
At the hat?
Yes.
That same cat brought me my
food delivering cat.
Tortilla chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Today.
It's a salsa today. Robot.
Look, he said today. Same cat.
Oh, you went today?
Yeah.
So
I heard some jive, some Mexican jive. It was kept getting closer and closer.
Oh, so the music is coming toward.
Oh, the music's coming from the cat.
Oh, okay. Wait.
I told you.
It's unbelievable.
So, I told you.
I missed that part.
So no. The thing goes around the corner. And stops at the table and then turns and looks at me.
Yeah.
And it said, hola.
Uh-huh.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and dip.
There you go.
So.
Look at my kids. They're jumping up and down. They're so excited about it. And the cat robot just goes all through the.
I told you.
There you go.
It's like a chips and salsa Roomba. It's fantastic.
Now, y'all need to go on a Saturday night.
And that's when Johnny D went.
They had their dancers.
So this is entertainment at its best.
The El Sombrero dancers.
They didn't have them on Friday night.
You don't get this anywhere.
Are you listening to what I'm telling you?
There's dancers?
On Saturday night, the El Sombrero dancers.
I'm in.
Are out there dancing for your entertainment. And the group consists of, I would say, 65 to 80-year-old couples in matching
outfits.
Fishing shirts and the bright blue what are those shirts called? You know,
the Columbia shirt.
Yeah, like those old Columbia shirts.
Like Clint Eastwood.
And they all got big old bellies.
Wait! These aren't the Spanish people.
No, they're white people.
He said, no, they white folks.
They're old white people with fishing shirts and big bellies.
Easy.
I thought this was like a mariachi band playing. And they were, no.
No, it was some dude on a piano playing and singing.
And they just get up and dance.
And they get up
and dance. And there's a cat robot.
And a cat robot.
Oh, man. Just when I thought West Monroe couldn't get better.
Yeah.
It got better. Tell me it so. Got better. Okay. I love it. I love it.
Because I never would go to that restaurant.
I got to go to it. What is the name of the hat?
El Sombrero.
You can't type in the hat. That's just rough translation from a couple of rednecks.
Yeah.
But we went there every day for lunch, and I was so sick of it. I was like, I'm never going back there. Because literally, like, Gimber, who I shared an office with, like 5 days a week, I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Best yield around.
Really?
Best yield around.
Best yield around. $8 lunch.
Right. Yeah, which was a good deal, but I don't know if it's still that price now.
No, it's way more expensive.
And that is not their fault. It's somebody else's.
No. Look at me for.
And I'm looking at the camera in case the president's watching. Anyway,
no chance he can follow us. I struggle myself. Ain't no chance that boy can follow us.
No.
And I'm sitting here. I couldn't imagine watching a long time. Yeah,
he's been with his whole crew from the beginning. Yeah. Boy.
You'd run smooth out of ink on your pen if you're trying to draw a map of what we do here.
Good luck.
But
with
it's
that.
Inspirational. Got that clove?
Right. You didn't get your outline when you come in.
No.
But
no, look, so I told Allison about it. She got all excited. She told the kids about it. And they're like,
oh, when you sent me that video of your kids,
they're jumping up and down like on the way into the restaurant. Carter's like, this is the most genius thing of it. So then I got curious. They got to sell these cats because I found out.
Oh, yeah.
There's a second cat in Monroe.
Is it really?
They got another location.
There's an El Sombrero in Monroe
with a salsa cat robot. Same people own it, I guess. Different
oh, really?
Name, maybe. Right across from Pizza Hut.
Probably tax.
That's how me and you know
Pizza Hut. In Monroe?
In front of Books.
Oh, Familia. Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The cats are taking over.
They got a cat robot. So I'm like, how much is a cat robot in case I want one for the honey hole? Like,
yeah, in case, you know.
Just
yeah.
The cat deliver yeah. your worm yeah. straight to your car. $15,900.
Whoa. 15 grand?
For my entertainment. God bless them for investing in themselves.
Hey. To be fair, though, I would not have gone without knowing about the cat robot. Then they got $60 out of me.
And I said, now the general manager hat just come on. 15,000. How much you say?
$15,900.
$15,900. You couldn't pay somebody to tote chips for that.
Nope.
For $32,000 because I got two of them.
Well, you would have to hire two people because they're two locations.
That's right.
I did watch how it works.
Is it a Roomba style, like it maps a place?
There's a handler.
Oh.
A number came up on the cat.
No, that's
and that happened to be the same number at the table I was sitting on.
That's yeah. done with technology. Ain't no handler.
She just types in the number and then walks away.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And the cat will talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll really? Be like, excuse me, before I have to jump over you, excuse me.
Oh, whenever you're walking through
like
there,
if you're
in the
way.
Way.
Yeah. It'll say, get out of my way.
Oh, yeah, Roomba's not that kind. It just runs over your foot.
Yeah, pushes your furniture all over the room.
Mm-hmm. Had a bag.
Everywhere.
But fascinates your 16-month-old twins. So, yeah. Hey,
you want to hear a horror story? A good friend of mine got one of those Roombas, vacuums his house.
How did
his
that
dog, dog crapped in the house, oh, and no. that Roomba.
Spread it everywhere.
Spread it from one end of the house to the
other. That ain't on the room, but that's on the dog.
Jay, you're talking about my dad.
Huh?
You're talking about my dad.
That happened to your dad?
Yeah, that happened to my parents.
Well, it must Ew. Be a regular thing then.
Gave our dog like a bunch of like fat or something to eat, or my dad overfed her.
Yeah.
Crapped all over the house, and the room was smeared it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's the problem.
And then Return of the Jedi was on up above the bar. I guess
well, it was a night for you.
I guess it was a slow time in the sports world. So the bar over there had my kids were just watching Star Wars the whole time. There was
and a robot.
It was like R2-D2 was there serving us drinks. It was yeah. it was fantastic.
It don't get no better than that.
I'm telling you, I'm anti self checkout, but I'm pro cat robot. And you know what? If they had a cat robot that like check me out, I'd probably be.
And then took all your stuff to your house.
With playing a little ditty, yeah, I'd probably be in. I don't know. Then it'd know where I live. See, now we got trust issues with.
See, but I also realized after we argued about self checkout, and I'm 100% for. I'm to the point though. I just get my groceries delivered. Yeah. Like just do it on the phone. Be on my front porch.
See, I can't do that.
Why not?
I like to look at the stuff I'm getting.
That's right.
I'm a shopper of the meat market, if you would call it that.
He's very particular.
Yeah, I don't trust just anybody going there and grabbing me a package. Yeah. hamburger meat or chicken.
See, hamburger meat and chicken, I'm fine. Like, if I was going to buy ribeyes, I'd want to see that.
I had to give my wife a 10-hour class.
Oh.
Meat selection.
But you're a meat
officer. And she's a good student.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because she's learning quickly.
So she brought back, when she first started getting it, she brought back some trash I wouldn't feed the dog. she done got pretty good now.
She knows now.
Oh, yeah.
Worst thing Al's ever did.
All about that marbling.
I was going to make hamburgers, and she picked up the meat, and it was that 93.7 garbage.
Oh, yeah, slobber stopper.
And I go, what is this? And she goes, well, it's healthier. And I said,
nope, yep, that's out.
I went back to the store.
Yeah. If we're talking about, like, browning, grilling, frying hamburger meat, you just left health out the window. Like, that's not, no.
Right. Thank you.
Why does that exist? It should.
It shouldn't. Yeah, like turkey bacon. Get rid of it.
Yeah, just give me turkey or bacon.
Make a choice.
Take either one.
I'll fix that. Don't try to mix it.
I don't want the combination.
Yeah, don't mix it.
No. Okay. Health food.
When I want bacon, I want bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when you go healthy, you then forfeit the right to good things. it is what it is.
You forfeit the right to good things.
Don't dress up your turkey like my bacon. That's fine.
Yep. I like that. Don't dress up.
Yeah, that's
I'm kind of with you.
I know.
Oh,
look, but you can have good things.
And I use ground chicken and ground turkey in place of ground beef on some things because I think it actually kind of makes it better. But I'm talking about little small plates, like when you're making appetizers for things.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, because generally when I'm cooking those, then what's coming after it's got enough richness for all of it.
Amen.
Because the butter and fat's coming in play on the main dish.
But one of the best hamburgers in the whole wide world is old Stone's. Like, what do you use, 60-40? That's not really.
Well, if they did have it, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
If I'm going to grill a hamburger on the grill.
Old Fatty.
It's fat so good.
Old Fat Burger. No.
73-27 is the highest.
Lean hamburger meat ain't that good.
Yeah, Stone hamburger. It's going down your elbow.
I tried to do that, and I couldn't figure out how you did it, and I just said, you know what? That's a Stone thing. I'm just going to stick with it.
I learned the hard way, too. You only eat Uno.
That's right.
It was a meat.
You'll be belching for a day and a half.
Yeah, do not go dose.
Yeah. Those fat burgers, it's kind of like going to Fogo de Chao.
No, he got that
recipe. It'll hurt you.
Yeah, he got that recipe from, like, Dude Wipe's website or something.
Yeah.
Because you double dip on that rascal, and that's over. Which I have
done
it, but you know.
And you go home and are miserable all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Because you overate.
Yeah.
You overindulge.
You taste that smoke for about 3 days.
Everything in moderation. Well, let's take our last break. We'll get in that mailbag when we come back. All right, we're back.
Computerless email segment.
I don't mind it.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
But I did have a picture I wanted to show y'all.
Hello@duckcallroom.com.
That's where you email me.
Hello.
Email me some weird stuff and I may read it.
Yeah.
The weirder, the better.
Especially if you start it with, please do not read this.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. A good start.
Somebody put a subject line that said, Ray Drummond is trash. And I was so upset. And then they were like, I'm just kidding. I wanted you to just really see this email. I was like, good call.
There you go. Be clever.
Hunter, can you throw that picture up? Gail sent this to us. Hunter, have you ever worked a computer? We got to be able to see it, man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's making it smaller.
Hunter, zoom in. Hunter, zoom in.
Zoom.
She's back. Hunter, you're not. You're just making the black part.
This was how it was sent, okay?
Zoom.
Hunter, there's a zoom button up there.
I can't see that far away.
There we go.
There you
go. Now zoom in on her. Because
I'm way more interested in what's going on with the dog.
Yeah, I think so. What are those dogs doing?
Anyway, they were sending in the fun Duck Dynasty memorabilia. And Gail, this is great of your sister. And if Hunter ever learns how to work,
look at Si. Imagine getting home saying, boy, I'm ready to get cozy. And you put Si on.
But the best part of this picture, you are correct, Martin. Hunter, I'm going to need you to somehow figure out how to make the picture go left or right.
I don't know which way you're looking at this.
The other way. That way, Hunter.
Sideways. You're going up and down.
The thing with the tail, Hunter. Okay. I need to see it.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're looking at her shoes.
The thing with the tail.
The stupid bar disappeared.
Hunter, you're the... Oh, wow.
I can't see anything.
I got to giggling at that lady posing with that thing, that blanket.
And her dog's just wrestling. She is unbothered. So apparently they do that all the time.
That's the most Duck Dynasty fan photo I think I've ever seen. Picture with Cy on a blanket, on a clothesline, drying out with dogs just wrestling in the back.
Yeah, I mean, that's us right there.
But those,
I love it.
Those dogs brought me great joy.
Them's the greatest folks in America right there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you.
Amen. All right, and then we got another one.
Well, don't send it to Hunter.
Yeah. No, there's no photo, thank goodness.
He's over taking offense to it.
You don't understand. I spent 15 minutes trying to go about that quickly so well, I can bless be fast your heart. About it.
15 got, minutes.
Got it. Got boy. It down. And then the moment.
No, Hunter, is, I know. Up. I make this job look easy. It's tough. Anyway. Mama L emails in and says she needed advice on her 18-year-old son, all of which we've been. At some point, he's graduated high school and has joined the Iron Workers Union.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
He's just now getting started in the union, so he hasn't got a chance to go out and work on jobs yet. I had him a job at my work, but he decided to not take it and do side jobs, and quotation marks are there, landscaping, hauling junk off, etc. Side jobs aren't guaranteed, but you can't tell him that. He has a truck payment and insurance that he is responsible for. So how do I convince him to work a real job? Side jobs are real jobs. Until he gets called out by the union. Very interesting. Mother-son dynamic.
Well, I would say the boy sounds like he's hustling, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
he's actively working, which this day and age.
Hard to find.
Hard to find. So be thankful that he's out there at least sweating, earning a dollar. Man. So he'll figure it out. I just, you know, give it. Boy's 18 years old. Let him figure it out.
Here's my advice to you. Time is on your side, darling. Time will show him the way.
Mm-hmm. Time and a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Time and experience will teach him.
But side jobs often pay way better than a real job.
And they're generally not.
Yeah, but it's not yeah. for sure.
Martin, did you just say something about cash only?
I'm just saying. Look.
Yeah. Martin.
Look, the federal government don't know Jimmy Ray is still alive, is all I'm saying.
No, I would
Jimmy Ray have been doing side job. His life is a side job.
It's a side job. That's exactly right.
Okay, well.
To quote Phil Robertson, Red, what you got against steady work?
Yeah. No, we're going said, against what we were previously saying. Now you got to double worried because he's going to turn into Jimmy Red.
I wouldn't know. Hey, look. Yeah, I mean, maybe. But, look, he's working. He's chasing. He's not settling.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it at 18. Why do you need what is a real job? Like, go clock in, clock out? Like, he probably makes more hauling off other people's junk than he would make wherever
at a grocery store.
Yeah, or wherever he's working.
All like, my friends when I was about that age made if I was at the grocery store.
Now if you the,
and it was
in the perfect world you can do both.
That's
right?
True.
You can work the hours there and then you can do the side job. Then you're really hustling. Then you like Hunter over there editing short films while you work here for us and do all kinds of things. Right?
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time, no. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought that was just a shot fired.
No,
No.
That's why I prefaced it. If you can do it with where your times don't conflict with each other. Like, I encourage, like, Jordan that works in our video department. He does outside video stuff outside of here that's not during work hours. Jared's the same way. Like, we all do stuff. I mean, I speak on the weekend. Cy does appearances. We all do side jobs. We still do side jobs. So I would encourage him to find a way to do both is my encouragement. But don't give up the hustle.
I'll fix that. One thing mom's not understanding here, stone hit on it. Okay, at least the kid is working.
Yeah.
And sweating.
Yeah.
Okay, and, that's the key to this.
Hey, there's
okay.
money in sweat.
Today, it's a novelty. Yeah. Ask that man there. He's the general manager.
Yeah. Oh, my dad goes on and on about whenever he was my age or younger, he could only dream of being able to like drive a truck and deliver stuff. Mm-hmm. UPS, FedEx, name one.
Oh no. Yeah.
Couldn't get that job unless you knew somebody that knew somebody.
Yeah.
And now them dudes make stupid money.
Yeah.
And it's all because they're willing to drive all day and sweat and get on and off a truck. And I was
sweat during the summer, like, freeze during the winter.
And he's like, now they can't get enough people. Yeah. He goes, at my age. So this kid, Iron Workers Union, doing side jobs. I think he's got
I applaud him for a good start, unlike mom, who's worried about him. I'm applauding him for a solid start at life at 18.
Mom, you did a good job.
Yeah, be proud of him. And look, didn't she say that, like, he was offered a job at her place?
Well, she wanted him to work there, the way I understood it. She wanted, if she had a job for him at her, where she worked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. And he turned it down. But hey,
I'm a mama's boy. I didn't want to go work for her.
Yeah.
Like, I know my mama.
Yeah, she's a slave driver.
That's a little bit of an aggressive term. But I'm just saying, there's a strong, I have a strong belief in the separation of church and state, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with church and parents. I mean, separation of parents and kids.
What are we talking
about? Like the offering and the Lord's Supper.
There you go.
Separate but apart.
Yeah, separate but apart, boys.
Whatever it is. I'm not going to voice anything about working with mom. I just left there. Right. We both
know. No, but it wasn't your first job.
Amen. No,
it was not your first
job. I would have never made it. If I would have went to work for my dad at 22, I'd be dead.
Totally a huge believer in going back. I'm a huge believer in going back, but get out there and work other stuff first to figure out what that is when you get back there. Like,
Big Dave might have killed me and mom if I would have went. We'd all be dead.
Yeah, he would not be leading the Friday night group.
No.
He may be a member.
Fear Big Dave and keep his commandments.
But he wouldn't be. I don't know that he'd be the leader.
He's a loving father, but it's kind of scary. Are we ready?
Let's wrap her
Speaking up. Of Big Dave, he sent me this morning, 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is
eternal.
Eternal.
And hey, I'm going with the E, Big E, boys.
Big E, he said.
What's the Big E?
Eternal. Eternity.
I like it. I'll see you there. Yeah. Save me a spot.
That's it.
Didn't expect you to miss that one. Okay, we'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.